You know you're such a fucking lady, right?
Hey ladies, you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast,
she only really
hosted by Miss Brownstone. Really if you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, that bitch. You have to get into some juicy topics.
Girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make her come fast. Why you working like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make her come fast.
So the crew used to flex. Any man we see where we want, we just kick.
Girl, talk to her, get her kicking at your neck. Well, hey, it's my shit. Good morning, ladies. How y'all feeling? Okay, matter of fact, let me say that again. Because I don't feel like I'm hyped this morning, okay? So, good morning, ladies. How y'all feeling? Okay. Good afternoon. Good evening. Oh my God, this dog, yo. Hold on, let me get my puppy because he won't stop screaming while I'm recording it. We're going to get into some things. Give me one second. Okay. I'm back. Hopefully. Child. Get a puppy, they say. They're cute, they say. Child, they act like kids. I ain't got time. He act like he ain't never seen a mic before. Anyways, so today's episode is entitled, One Woman's Trash is Another Woman's Landfill.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Okay. We about to talk about Miss Portia Williams, okay, and her husband. Now, I know we had talked about her before when we talked about There's No Girl Code, and we were talking about how she done took that girl's man, honey, done took that girl's husband. How you engaged to a man and he's still married? Child, take him back, honey, take him back, please, honey. We gonna get into some things, okay? So, yeah, as we all know, Portia Williams was it Love & Hip Hop, I believe? Was it Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta Housewives? Girl, one of them reality TV shows. Don't give me the line, okay? She was on one of them reality TV shows, and she was playing a friend of a girl. I don't remember her name, but she ended up taking that girl's husband, okay? Don't quote me, because I don't remember. I don't watch reality TV that much. I just watch enough to get what I got to get and go on by my day, okay? So Portia Williams was on a reality TV show where she actually met her husband. But the way she met her husband was she came onto this show pretending to be her husband's, her husband now at the time, even though she's getting divorced, her husband's, what's his name, Sam? We gonna call him Sam. Her husband Sam's wife at the time. She was pretending to be her friend, okay? And she's on the show. She's showing her divorce and all the stuff that she was going through, her love story. It was shitty. But I know she, one thing about Portia, she knows how to sell a good story, honey, okay? She knows how to sell a good story. So back to the story at hand. She was on the reality TV show playing Sam's wife's friend. Whole time she was plotting. There we go. Whole time she was plotting on Sam, okay, honey, keep up, all right? So there's a scene in Love & Hip Hop, or whatever fucking reality show she was on. There's a scene in the reality show where she's at the pool with the girl, and the girl invited her other friends. They're all at the pool, and Sam comes out, which is a girl husband at the time. He comes out, and he's giving them, snacks. He's checking on them while they're in the pool and stuff. And Portia makes a comment like, oh, my God, you know, you have a good husband. I can't wait to get me a husband like that, you know, da-da-da. And she's, like, really indirectly flirting with this woman's husband in front of this woman, but the woman don't peep it. And she's plotting because, you know, Portia didn't come from a good fairy tale love story, honey. She never had the fairy tale, you know, and Portia is definitely a go-getter / go-digger, okay? She was looking at that man for, you know, him being a come-up. She was plotting that girl husband. Fast forward in the next couple episodes or next season, I don't remember. Next thing you know, she is engaged to this woman's man. His name is Sam, I believe. She's engaged to this woman's man now. And I'm like, damn, they didn't even get a divorce, okay? So we were talking about her before because we were saying that there is no girl code. These women will plot on your nigga. These women will try to get your man. They don't give a fuck. Yeah, I remember what happened to me, okay? I'm a walk of testimony. But shit, some of us all are walking testimonies, bitch, okay? So she took this girl, man, honey. And now in 2024, and they haven't even been married for long. Let's Google how long they have actually been together. Because I'm telling you, it feels like it's been a year max. I don't know how long Portia and this man been together. His name is Simon. Bitch, I'm calling him Sam. His name is Simon. Oh, my God. I'm calling this man Sam. His name is Simon, honey. So, yeah, they got together November. They got married November of 2022, okay? So, yes, it's been a year. It's been a year. But, yeah, so now she is filing for divorce, all right? And she's not telling us why she's filing for the divorce. But as she's once she put out that she was filing for the divorce, honey, all these things about Mr. Simon Says started to pop up. Child, let me tell you something. No disrespect to my Africans, but Africans, y'all the real scammers. See, y'all the real scammers. See, I thought it was the motherfucking Haitians, bitch. Well, actually, I thought it was the Americans. I thought it was the Yankees, them. But nah, honey, it's these motherfucking Africans, bitch. Okay, you know, you think it's Americans when you grow up in North New Jersey, okay? Then when you go to Miami, you say, nah, the scammers is definitely the Haitians. But bitch, as you've been around, because I've been around the world and okay, living in Baltimore, all these damn Africans are the real scammers, okay? Africans are the real scammers, okay? So this man actually happens to be a criminal, okay? Smooth criminal. You've been hit by a smooth criminal. This man is actually a criminal, honey. He been out here stealing identities in the whole fucking shebang bag, okay? This man... Let me tell you something. He been doing his thing, all right? Y'all thought that he was just getting money and that was it, okay, honey? He's been doing fraudulent activities. That's how he's been getting this money, okay? And that's why I really wanted to talk about this because, like I said before, you be thinking that another woman's, you know, trash is another woman's treasure. Whole time, bitch, it ain't. You might have just picked up something. She was just about to dash away. Did this girl not know about his criminal past before she decided to marry him? Can we talk about it?
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
She not know about his criminal past before she decided to marry him. So I don't think that Portia is fleeing away because, oh, he was cheating or he's a fucked up husband or anything of that nature, okay? Things of that nature, as Duke Dennis would say. I don't think it was any of those things. I really think that this nigga, she found out that he's a criminal. She found out what's going on with him. And, you know, and you got to watch out for them Nigerians. I love y'all, but... The men be something else, honey. The men be something else. they wow you, okay? They wine and dine you the whole time. They doing some shit they ain't got no business doing. And you want to be innocent. Like, I ain't going to ask about the money, okay? El Chapa wife didn't want to ask about the money too, bitch. But she still was in the motherfucking courtroom when it happened, bitch. She was still under investigation, okay, ho? Period. But, yeah, I don't think she's leaving him because of the fact that, because of the fact that he cheated or she's not happy. Because let me tell you something. Money makes some bitches come. Okay, what I used to say back in the day with that little white girl, you say, a dollar make me holla, honey, boo-boo chow. Okay, money makes some bitches come. So I'm pretty sure she went out of her way to steal that woman's husband because she wanted the lifestyle. And you got it, bitch. And you got it. So I don't think she's divorcing him because of that, because the money is still running. I think she's divorcing him because she knows that she is his wife. She is his wife, and she gonna be tongue-tied all up in that motherfucking documents when they go to court, bitch. She don't want no parts. That's why she getting a divorce. And you know he about to get kicked out of America, so he gonna have to go flee his ass back on to Nigeria. She don't want to go to Nigeria. She do not want to go to motherfucking Nigeria. That is exactly why she is filing for this divorce, okay? Okay, he has been denied his U.S. citizenship. Okay, that means he is going back. She like, fuck that shit. I ain't going back. All right, now what is his going to jail? But what is the crimes that he committed? Okay, he got bank fraud, credit card fraud, identity fraud, and it says more, bitch. Okay, I'm telling you, these Africans, you gotta watch their ass. But we talking about this to say that sometimes you think you picking up something that is just like, oh my God, one bitch trash is another woman's treasure. Da, 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 da. No, bitch, one bitch trash is another woman's landfill, because she done got herself into some shit, okay? Now, some people were saying that she's just trying to come up with a good story for her reality TV, was not hers, but the reality TV show that she's on. But I don't think so. I'm not getting it. And I ain't gonna lie though, the bitch know how to get a good story though. She might be trying to whip up a little story and whatnot, but that's not the vibes I'm getting. I think that bitch got in, that bitch was sitting there living a life and was like, yes, honey, okay, I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane, okay? She was like, I take your man, okay? She was living her best salt and pepper life until the motherfucking court documents came in, bitch. Till she found out he was a criminal, bitch. And then she started rethinking her life, bitch. She said, oh, shit, I ain't trying to get tied up in this shit. And I damn sure ain't going to Nigeria, ho, okay? So be careful what you pick up. Because you might just be picking up somebody else's bullshit, all right? You might. She don't want to disclose why she's getting a divorce. Because she don't want motherfuckers to know she getting that goddamn divorce, honey. She getting that goddamn divorce, honey. Because he's a criminal. And she don't want to go down. Because, you know, they're going to tie all that shit to her. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to spend the dirty money. Until they, like, you never thought to ask where it was coming from. Or you clink this money, you know, that's a conversation for a different day. But yes, be careful when you're taking somebody else's man, honey. I'm trying to tell you, karma is a bitch. A bad bitch, okay? A bad bitch. Who knew her karma would have really been that type of bad bitch, okay? Her karma, marrying a criminal bitch that got to flee the fucking, the state, because he ain't fleeing the state, bitch. They got to flee the country, ho. You seen the last couple posts he been making on Instagram talking about how he loved being a citizen of the United States? Well, it's denied now, bitch. It's denied now. I don't know why you doing all this thinking that they watching you. They don't give a fuck that much, sir. You're going to jail. So let me stop. He's not going to jail. They're going to deport him. He might have to do jail in Nigeria, but I doubt it. With doing all them illegal activities he was doing up here, I'm pretty sure he got a lot of money back home in Nigeria. He stacked up his shit. He did what he had to do. I'm pretty sure of it. So if he's going to Nigeria to get locked up, he's going to be living nice, okay? He's going to definitely have some money on his books, okay? But yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about. Just touch on that briefly. Not too much long of an episode. But yeah, as always, ladies, I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. And remember, don't take nobody man, bitch, because you might pick up something she was just about to dash. So take him back, wife, take him back. Look